and get some of that liquid to put on it.
Methylate or iodine, mercurochrome.
What do you call this bitter one?
Back in old days, we used turpentine because we didn't have iodine and mercurochrome.
What do you call this bitter white powder that people take for malaria?
Quinine.
Quinine? Have you ever had to take any of that?
Yes, I've taken that and Atabrine too that had quinine in it. I had a spell of malaria back in 1932, I believe it was, 32 and 33. Last never got rid of it. I'd taken three different treatments of that Atabrine and it didn't knock it up, and then Dr. Ed changed to a gray looking powder in a capsule. It got it.
If a patient's sick in the hospital and he's pretty bad sick, you might say, well, the doctor did everything he could, but the patient
died.
Uh-huh. Is there any other way you'd say that?
Passed away.
Passed away. Is there any crude term or joking term that
kick the bucket?
Kick the bucket. Glad that
croaked.
Croaked. Okay. What about, you might say, well, he's been dead for a week, but nobody's yet figured out what was wrong
or what he died with.
Yeah, what he died with. What do you call the place where people are buried?
The cemetery, or the boneyard.
The boneyard.
That's what I'm going to call it when they put me out there, the boneyard.
The boneyard.
And my boneyard's right over there.
Would you make any distinction between a public and a private one?
Well, yes, there is such things as private cemetery, just family cemetery.
But you'd still just call it a cemetery.
Cemetery, that's right. I know of several that were just family cemeteries. There's one over yonder going straight on out Homewood from off of Franklin.
Yeah.
Right at the end, it's the Sanders Cemetery. When you hit that fence where it turns back to the right to go in to the main cesspool, the pumping station over yonder from the city sewage, it's on the left out there in some kind of a tree. There's nobody in there but Sanders's in a private cemetery.
What do you call the box that people are buried in?
The coffin.
The coffin. You ever heard
the
of
that? The casket.
What about the ceremony? What is it called?
Funeral service.
Funeral service. Huh? And if all the people are dressed in black, you'd say that they are in?
Mourning.
In mourning. What about, have you ever seen anybody who really, got worked up over a death in the family? Maybe the women lost control of themselves. You'd say they were
hysterical or, there's another word for it. Hysterical, I think, would answer it.
Have you ever heard anybody say they're taking on?
Yeah, taking on. Like that? Yeah.
If somebody asks you just on an average day, how are you feeling? You'd say what?
Fairly good or fairly fine good. Or medium. It depends. Really how you were feeling.
Yeah. What about, again, if the children, if a woman's children are out pretty late and she's getting a little bit excited about it, you might say to her, well, they'll be home all right, just don't
worry.
Don't worry about it.
Don't fret.
If a person is getting older and his joints are stiff and they're beginning to ache, you'd say he's got a touch of
rheumatism. Yeah.
Maybe anything.
Arthritis.
What do you call that disease that you hardly hear about anymore, because they get shots for it now, but it used to kill a lot of children because they get sore.
Diphtheria.
Yeah, in their throat. Did you know of anybody who ever died of that?
Oh, yes. Yes. We had
used to be
the first child that I remember. I was pretty small. And then after we moved on up on the river, Marva McKinney's oldest kid, a little girl, died from diphtheria. She didn't last, got a little while later, she felt.
Yeah. Talking about diseases, what do you call that disease where your skin and eyeballs turn yellow? Your